I think we created a blazing fire indeed tonight. Although I'm not quite sure whether it was the blazing in fire in front of the church, or perhaps somebody saw the smoke of the incense out of the window in the sacristy and got concerned about that. I was thinking that the original St. Malachy Church fire took place just before Christmas. Liturgically, if there was going to be a second St. Malachy Church fire, it would only be appropriate to happen at Easter. Interesting how you can see the same thing and understand it in very different ways. We had a blazing fire. It was the rite of Easter, the service of the lights. We have smoke of incense, the perfume rising up in prayer and praise of the Lord. And of course, people saw that and said, "Oh, fire, ooh, get the fire departments." Which of course, if it was a fire, we certainly would be very grateful. Two very different interpretations of the same phenomenon. How important it is for us to see ourselves, to see our life, to see our world through the eyes of faith. There are certainly many perspectives, many ways of looking or thinking about things that are all around us, and especially in the varied voices of the media, in all of its diversity and ubiquity. If there is a perspective, you can sure it's out there and somebody is pushing it very hard. And there certainly are perspectives that have gained credence and have almost become commonplace. And we tend to pick those up because they are so commonplace. And we sort of absorb them, and they can influence the way we see things and the way we understand things. Precisely because everybody knows that, everybody feels that, everybody agrees with that. We are called to see things through the eyes of faith, through the eyes of Christ's resurrection, and truly to believe what we proclaim tonight, that in Christ dying and rising, the power of evil, the power of sin, and yes, the power of death has been decisively defeated and for all time. And that since that Easter morning, the world is in the process of all things being restored in Christ. Until the fullness of Christ's triumph and the fullness of the reign of God is restored when Christ comes again. That is what we proclaim and believe tonight. That is the heart and center of our faith. And as St. Paul says in one of his letters, that if that's not true, we are deluded and the most pitiable of people. And we have no business being here tonight or any other night or any other day or for any other reason. But with the eyes of faith, we see the triumph of God's love, the triumph of God's mercy, the triumph of forgiveness and reconciliation as the real, authentic, and only way to peace and justice in our world, to harmony among God's people, to unity, and to the goodness of the world and the universe that God has created it to be. as I was listening again to the familiar words of the book of Genesis and the story of creation, I was reflecting on how we hear and appreciate that beautiful story in ways that no one else in no other age has been able to see or to appreciate, that story of the wonder of God's creation. How can we not be in awe if we have seen what the cosmos is really like through the images that have come to us from the Hubble telescope? How can we not be of awe of the diversity and ubiquity of life when we have seen in the ocean bottom, in absolute darkness, life flourishing along volcanic vents, life bubbling up? How can we not be in awe when we can see and magnify images with our electronic microscopes and see things that no one has ever been able to see before, the very actions, not only of cells, but parts of cells? How can we not be of awe at the greatness of our Creator, the wisdom and the power of God, that ancient story of creation reveals to us? And how can we not trust then that God's wisdom is at work in our world today? And the wisdom of God's creation, the wisdom that has been able to organize a cosmos, a universe, billions upon billions of light years in vastness, galaxies probably beyond our counting, much less stars and planets and everything else, to say that our human concerns, our squabbles, the evil things that we do to one another, the terrible darkness and the terrible evil that we perpetrate on one another, is something beyond God's ability to heal and restore. To understand and to appreciate the gift of creation calls us to trust and hope in God. The Exodus story, the story of a miraculous escape of a people who are enslaved, trying to simply survive against the power and the army of Pharaoh, who had regretted sending them free. And yet, the absolute triumph that the book of Exodus and the Song of Miriam proclaims: I will sing of the God who sets me free. How do we not see that echoed alive again and again and again in our world today? In the story of every single person who goes from being enslaved totally by an addiction, by a compulsion, by a sin, to true liberation and authentic freedom. Every single story of recovery, every single story of a life that has been turned around and redeemed, speaks of the power of God to save. How can we not trust them that the Lord continues his saving work in our midst, and that there is hope for us individually and personally, whatever struggles and trials we may face, whatever weaknesses we feel may overwhelm us? But how can we also not trust as a people, as a community, whether it's a neighborhood or a country or worlds, how can we not trust in God's power to redeem and restore us all? and each of us. We are a pilgrim people, a people on the way. And that means we have not yet arrived. The instruction that the women are given in Mark's gospel to tell Peter and the other disciples is to go to Galilee, and the Lord will meet you there and you will see him. On this Easter night, we are a pilgrim people who are still on the way, proclaiming the resurrection and the victory of Christ already won, but for all of us, not yet fully achieved. And so this night, let us continue as a pilgrim people, rejoicing in the victory of Christ, rejoicing in the restoration of the universe that has come this far, but also in joyful hope that God's grace is at work in us, God's grace is at work through us to our world, and in and through Christ and the power of his Easter victory, we and, yes, all of creation will ultimately be restored in Christ. And in that day, we shall see him as he is, and our world will truly be set right as the Lord comes again in his glory.